I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a gentleman's game that's rough around the edges, bike polo. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the weekly news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Tomorrow, the New York Jets will take on the New England Patriots in what is apparently the most important game in the history of history, at least according to East Coast media. Is it a sign that you've really said too much when Reggie Jackson, never slow to trash talk during his baseball days, thinks that you should shut up?
Yeah, this was really quite something. You know, there's been words going back and forth. Antonio Cromartie called Tom Brady a name that you don't hear on the fashion runways of Paris. And Reggie Jackson has decided that he should, quote, shut up and play football, and recommends that Cromartie to come up to Foxborough and, quote, look at the hardware, dude. Now, this is, remember, coming from a guy who, you know, hit the ground spouting off about 60-odd years ago and hasn't stopped since, hardware be damned. So, yeah, I think this is an indication that you may have gone too far.
All right, what about the three other games that will occur this weekend? Ravens, Steelers, Packers, Falcons, Seahawks, Bears. Any of these likely to delight?
Well, the Ravens and the Steelers will delight various emergency rooms in and around the Pittsburgh metropolitan area. For me, I think the matchup between Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan in the Green Bay Atlanta game is the most intriguing of the others.
The Cleveland Browns hired a new coach for the fifth time since 1999. Will Pat Shurmur have any better luck than Chris Palmer, Butch Davis, Romeo Crennel, and Eric Mangini did?
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, this is Mike Holmgren getting Mike Holmgren's guy. Mike Holmgren is the football guru with the Browns. So at least there won't be a conflict between the coach and general manager right from the top. The first thing Pat Shurmur has to do out there is decide and settle on a quarterback and hand him the keys, basically.
The Denver Broncos have finally found a head coach, their first three choices having declined to be interviewed for the position. Does John Fox start with a handicap if his players know that he was the fourth choice for the job?
It depends. I mean, he was a good coach at Carolina for a long while before things went completely bad there. Maybe NFL coaches just don't coach well at altitude.
To the surprise of nobody, Charlie, Auburn quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Cam Newton has declared for the 2011 NFL draft. The Carolina Panthers have the first pick, so do they take the versatile player with a history of somewhat checkered operations?
Well, first of all, none of the checkered operations outside of the lifting of the laptop early on, none of those checkered operations have anything to do with his ability to play professional football. I think the pressure to take him is going to be overwhelming.
I want to know if his dad is shopping him to other teams.
Well, he did say the decision was difficult for me and my family. And as we know, Cam's family is used to difficult decisions when it comes to his football career.
In the BCS championship game on Monday night, Auburn beat Oregon 22-19. Tight game, lots of publicity surrounding Cam Newton, but the ratings for that game were down 11% from last year. Why weren't more people paying attention?
Because last year was Alabama and Texas, which are two programs that even a non-college football fan has heard of. Auburn and Oregon, while both terrific teams and who presented a terrific game, just don't have that kind of profile. Which is, by the way, a cautionary tale for everybody who's very enthusiastically pushing a playoff for college football. You're going to wind up sooner or later with a national championship game like this anyway.
Charlie, I would like to offer a public service announcement for our listeners in and around Wayne, Michigan. If you're in the market for some Michigan football gear, we got a line this week on where 432 items will be selling for cheap.
Rich Rodriguez doesn't want to remember his time at Michigan very well, so he donated all of them to the Salvation Army. They're going to sell everything from $6 to, I guess they're going to auction a couple of them, but the head of the Salvation Army said they're not going to mark things up higher than 25%.
No streak lasts forever, and the Miami Heat finally lost a road game this week, having won 13 consecutive times away from home. But are you a little bit surprised by which team beat the Heat?
It was the Clippers who have actually started to get their feet under them a little bit. Of course, Miami went on to get roasted by Denver. LeBron James is not healthy at this point. He's got a bad ankle. I think this was, you know, given what the Heat managed to do against the crosstown team in Los Angeles, this was something of a surprise.
Good news from the Commissioner of Baseball's office this week. Unlike the NFL and the NBA, Bud Selig says Major League Baseball and its union are on, quote, a constructive path toward a new collective bargaining agreement for 2012. So how long before baseball announces a lockout?
Let's just say it's a long path, and there are parts of it that are likely to be under construction rather than constructive.
I don't know why Trevor Hoffman decided to announce his retirement mid-January, but he did, and we should mention it since he is baseball's all-time save leader. Given 667 save opportunities, he recorded 601 saves. He said this week, "I was able to be a kid until I was 43. I think you and I have him beat in terms of length of time being a kid, don't you?
Yeah, but give him credit for saying that. I mean, that's a nice way to go out.
Absolutely.
And I'm waiting for the day where he's inducted into the Hall of Fame and they play Hell's Bells, which is what his music was when he came out of the bullpen. I think that would be very cool, and I think a lot of people in Cooperstown would fall out of their lawn chairs.
Charlie, the Shoot Coach Lane's Bobblehead Day will go on today in Tennessee, despite the fact that the charity previously associated with the event no longer wishes to receive the proceeds. Do you agree with organizer Brent Williams' assertion that this day is necessary closure for fans still angry 365 days after Lane Kiffin's departure? Or do you agree with those who say that this event is simply in poor taste?
If we had gun laws in this country that were worth a damn, anybody who's still mad at Lane Kiffin a year later would be kept away from firearms. It would be on the application. No, this is a terrible week to do this. People should not show up. The guy who's putting it on should be ashamed of himself, and this thing shouldn't happen.
And finally, Charlie, the event I'm about to ask you to comment on occurred in a hockey rink, which connects
sports!
It, albeit vaguely, to sports, or so I am bound to maintain. Aren't you glad that you did not buy a ticket to see, quote, the fantasy heroes and performing animals at the circus in Belarus this week?
You got to give the marketing people credit. They promised black bears, crocodiles, monkeys, and they promised orcs from the Lord of the Rings. And then they explained to the audience, who was surprised to come to the circus and be confronted with an orcless piece of entertainment, that the orcs were, quote, held up in customs. Of course they were.
Who'd
let you can't
orc
be
in?
Bringing orcs into the country. But better still, if you actually didn't mind that the orcs were held up in customs and went, apparently some of the artistes in the circus were falling off their bicycles and jugglers were dropping the Indian clubs, and they were accused of being drunk. Also, keep in mind, if you're taking a tour, those orcs that were not stuck at customs, they were said by the organizers to be somewhere outside Moscow. And at least two of them have contracts with National Hockey League teams.
Charlie Pierce is the author of Idiot America. This is a story that belongs in Idiot America. It didn't occur in America, but what the heck? Anyway, various other books as well. And Charlie joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.